Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brendan Acker Influence, where I teach you how to succeed, accomplish your dreams, and develop multiple income streams. On this podcast, I study the rich and I teach you how to get rich. Today, I really just wanted to have a conversation about why I became an entrepreneur. I think it's a good conversation to have. I became an entrepreneur because as a police officer, I knew I was never going to make enough money. I was never going to be the wealthy man that I wanted to be. When I was young, I always wanted to have a high net worth. I always wanted to be rich, always. I've read books on money, I've read books on psychology, read books on semantics, literally anything I can to increase my capacity of knowledge and my capacity for earning. I want to make a lot of money. I'm not afraid to take the action. I'm not afraid of anything. So for me, being a police officer, the logical thing was to become an entrepreneur at some point along the way. It's a transcendence in my eyes. Becoming an entrepreneur is a transcendence. It's a metamorphosis. It's an elevation of consciousness. You're becoming a better person, in my opinion. Becoming an entrepreneur means that you're very certain of who you are and you want to take risks. Your life is in a place where you can take risks. Your life is in a place where you want more, perhaps. And you know you can do better. To me, being an entrepreneur, it's the scariest thing because you don't have a consistent paycheck. And that's why, you know, I understand why people ask me, Brendan, why give up your good job as a cop, your good career as a police officer? Why give that up? And listen, it's not that I'm giving up law enforcement. For me, in my eyes, I want to make sure that the most time is being appropriated towards the correct things. I want to make sure that all of my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed. I want to make sure that I actually have something to strive for. So for me, being a police officer, it was fun. It was an experience. I served my country, but there's more to it. There's more in life. I'm a man who likes to take risks. I like to do big shit. I like to do cool shit. To me, what's the point of living if you can't do anything cool? What's the point of being who you want to be if you can't be who you want to be? Being a police officer is awesome. Yes, I love helping people and I love saving people. That's the best part about the job, undoubtedly. But, at the end of the day, I want more. I deserve more as a man, as a human being. I believe everybody deserves more than what they have today. I believe everybody can get more if they want it. You have to take what you can. You gotta churn what you can out of the world. Listen, you're gonna die one day. We're all gonna die one day. It doesn't matter. So because of that, just go for it. Take risks, have some fun. At the end of the day, start businesses and get f***ing rich. Why would you not want to be rich? Why does everybody want to be average? And it pisses me off. And I couldn't help put out this episode. And I debated it because I don't like to curse in episodes, but this one is different. This episode, I really just wanted to be myself a little bit more. Instead of being professional and sticking to my script that I typically do, I want to really hone in on how I feel about the world and how I feel about things. It's not like anybody's really going to listen to this. I mean, come on. If you're interested in getting smarter, if you're interested in becoming more effective as a human being, and if you want to learn more about my life, then definitely go ahead and buy my books, Beyond the Beat and How I Made My Door My Office. You can get Beyond the Beat for $29.99 if you want the paperback cover, or you can get How I Made My Door My Office for $19.99 paperback cover. Again, if you want to buy the ebook off of Amazon, that's $9.99. And if you subscribe to Kindle, then you should be able to get it for free by only paying like 99 cents. So again, it's affordable for you if you can't afford the paperbacks, and you can access the book everywhere. And I'm also going to be releasing my audiobook for free here soon on the podcast. And only those who are listening to this will have the luxury of getting this for free. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast, then I've provided the link in the description below. Like I said, if you want anything else, then we're going to be creating some more merch here soon. And definitely buy some merch. Buy a mug. Buy a t-shirt. Buy something that's going to benefit you and make you look swag. All right, let's get back to the show. Like, I never expected this to get big. I never expected to make a lot of money, but I did. And the way that I made a lot of money was through e-commerce, was by investing in real estate, was by doing what millionaires do. It's that simple. I was intentional about becoming rich. Everybody wants to be rich, but they don't do anything to get there. I remember driving to work every day. It was about a 30-minute drive for me, and I'd be in my car. This is like when I started to become an entrepreneur for real, for real. Like, went 100% in on it. I've always been an entrepreneur, but this is like when I really made the decision to just drop everything and just do the entrepreneur business thing. I was driving to work one day, realizing that things just weren't the way I wanted them to be. I wasn't making a lot of money. Things just weren't going the way I wanted them. If you read my book, Beyond the Beat, I talk more about this. In my book, Beyond the Beat, I talk about how when I was a police officer, it was fun. It was enlightening. It was an experience, but it wasn't the end of my life. It wasn't where I wanted to be career-wise. To me, when you're an employee, it's just that, an employee. Until you're your own boss, you're not truly free from the matrix. I truly believe if you want to be free from the matrix, if you want to be free from the system, I personally believe that you need to find a system of making at least $300,000 a month. And I am certainly not making that yet, don't get me wrong. In order for me to be a man of power and a man of wealth and a man of good stature and physical physique, then I had to be dedicated and committed to doing that and taking the steps in order to get there. I stopped scrolling through Instagram and I started getting done. Something you'll see often is your coworkers are just like everybody else. They're just humans, you know? Doesn't matter what job you're in, everybody's just a human. My coworkers, they were always watching TikToks. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And in my head, I'm thinking TikTok, TikTok. Time is running out and you're here looking at TikToks. To me, it's just a waste of time. Everything's a distraction around you. The only things that are not a distraction and that are important to you are your family, yourself, of course, and then your friends. That's really the most important thing in life. And then, of course, the people that need help that you have an obligation to help and lead. That's important because you're a CEO now. You need to be a leader. You think differently. You think about other people's lives before your own. Now, you get rich. You think about yourself first, but you also handle everybody else. You'll never get credit for it. You'll never be thanked for it. You'll always be considered the lazy one because you didn't want to do all the grunt work. At the end of the day, you're using your brain. Your brain is the one that's working while everybody else's hands are. I remember one day I was on patrol, just chilling. I was doing stationary radar at the time. And I'm just thinking to myself, I was just in a bad mood. I remember just being pissed off, like, man, my life sucks. That's honestly what I remember thinking. What am I going to do to change this? Don't get me wrong, I was already making good money, but you know me, I always want more. To me, it's never enough. So, as I'm sitting there, running stationary radar, finishing a report on my MDC, mobile data computer, I thought to myself, wow, you know, I really want to be rich. Being rich would be nice because I wouldn't have to do this. I wouldn't have to be a cop forever. I wouldn't have to risk my life forever. If I was rich, I could genuinely just hire people to do anything I need them to do for me. And I can make my life really, really nice and easy and convenient. It doesn't have to be a life of struggle like all the movies and TV shows make them appear to be. Life does not have to be that way. Life doesn't have to be a series of working for somebody else forever. You can be your own boss. It doesn't take a certain time. It doesn't take a certain person. It takes a certain level of work ethic and focus. Honestly, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be a CEO, the truth is people around you are just working harder than you that are more successful. That doesn't mean that you can't get there, man. We all went through this. We all went through this epiphany at some point. Every single rich man or rich woman has went through the same exact epiphany where they said, this person is way more rich than I am. I suck. We all go through this and it's the best thing that you could possibly have in your life right now. Because let me tell you something, you're gonna learn from this experience. Now that you know money is everywhere, now that you know that money is actually very easy to make if you put in the work, if you put in the time, if you put in the energy, if you are intentional about gaining the victory, then you'll get it. I promise you that. You just have to want it. And you gotta really put in the action. More than anything, you have to put in the action. The five key elements of success were talked about in my first episode of this podcast/YouTube channel. And those five elements of success were 1, take action. 2, consistency. 3, persistence. 4, speed. And 5, information. Every single element of those five elements need to be met if you want to be rich, successful, powerful, and wealthy, abundant in all things. Health, wealth, love, happiness, freedom, and time. If you want those things, you need to take the steps in order to get there. You need to make sacrifices. You need to do things that all your friends are not doing. You can do it. I believe in you. You need to believe in yourself, though. Doesn't matter how many people believe in you. You got to believe in yourself. Your success is only gauged on your ability to believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, if you believe that you're a leader, if you believe that you're strong, if you believe that you are capable of leading an army, then imagine what the gods of the universe will do for you. Imagine what kind of person, what kind of human being the gods will allow you to be if you are intent on being that person. If you allow the gods to make you as great as you possibly can be, imagine how great you would be. See, when I pray, I'm very intentional. This is another thing. Okay, let me tell you something. Listen up. Focus. If you're not focusing, I need you to focus. This is important. For me, what's most important when I pray is being intentional and serious about the prayer. You have to fully mean it. You got to be enveloped in your thoughts. When I pray, I'm extremely specific about what I want in my prayers. You need to be more specific and stop asking and start commanding. You need to start talking to God and being direct about what you want. This is my dialogue. Dear God, I ask that you forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. I commit my spirit and my soul to you, dear God, but I ask that you give me the strength, the intelligence, the courage, the wisdom, and the foresight, the knowledge, the patience, and everything else it takes to become successful, rich, powerful, and a leader, while also spreading the word of God, while spreading the word of hope and positivity, potential, greatness. Choose me, dear God, and place me on the front lines, for I am not afraid to be attacked. Because I know that I've sold my soul to you, dear Lord, never Satan. I'm committed to the Holy Spirit, and I'm a man of action, a man of great power and great influence. So, dear Lord, choose me as I volunteer as tribute to be placed on the front lines in the battle of greatness. I want to be a leader. Make me good. Make me great. Make me legendary. Thank you for everything else that you've given me, Lord, for I acknowledge the grace that you've given me and the prayers that you have answered up to this point. Give me health, wealth, love, freedom, happiness, and time, dear Lord, and protect those around me. Allow those around me to elevate. And dear God, thank you for everything else. Amen. That is how I pray. So now you know how important it is to pray and mean it. Be okay with telling God exactly what you need in your life in order to be happy, to be fulfilled, and to be the person that God wants you to be. You got to choose to do that. Give it all up. Commit the spirit and the soul to the gods of success, the greatness, the gods of greatness and success and positivity and hope, the gods of optimism and elevation in the universe and transcendence. Pray to them, the gods of infinity, whatever god or gods that there is and are. Pray to them. Pray to the universe, whatever it takes. But be serious about it when you're praying. If you do that, now you're going to get more prayers answered. God likes people who are serious about what they want. God likes people who work hard and who help themselves, who hold themselves to higher standards, physically and mentally. Instead of running 2 miles a day, you run 3. You're going the extra mile all the time. Because that's what God has allowed you to do. You have the power to do it. And yeah, God is real. Let's have that conversation. A lot of people don't believe in God. Again, all of this is coming from why I became an entrepreneur. This is how deep it gets. Being an entrepreneur is a transcendence. It's an elevation in consciousness. And everybody is going to be an entrepreneur in the next 10 years. And that's okay. That's a great thing. Because entrepreneurs are good. This is what built America, ladies and gentlemen. This is what makes the world a better place. Capitalism, baby. We live in the United States of America, where anything is possible. When the flag is burned, the nation's greatness continues. The power of its people. If you want to be free, you need to be an entrepreneur. There's a reason I became one. And if you do become one, it will change your life. It'll make you a better person. It'll hold you accountable. It'll force you to create your own brand. You're not going to give up as easily. That's a guarantee. Because now, it's on you. It's your own name that you're letting down if you let it down. That's why I created the Brendan Ecker Influence. Holds me accountable. I always work for myself first. Never anybody else or any other agency. I work for Brendan Ecker first. I'm my own boss first. Nobody owns me except God himself. You need to think like that. Become an entrepreneur. See what you can accomplish and change your life forever.